This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. Now, Fight Back with Libby Znaimer on Zoomer Radio brings you prescribed listening from our trusted contributors at the Ontario Pharmacists Association.
Welcome back. Now, a lot of you out there are snowbirds, and you may be getting ready for your trip south as we speak now. And it's more complicated than packing your swimsuit and summer stuff. You need to prepare for your medical and pharmaceutical needs while you're away, and that's everything from getting and correctly packing and storing your medication supply to vaccinations and precautionary shots. I'm sure you have a lot of questions. I know there are ads for some of these things on television, like, do you need it? Where do you need it for? So I am here with our trusted contributor from the Ontario Pharmacists Association, pharmacist John Papasturgiou. Before we go to John, let me give you the numbers again. 416-360-0740, toll-free 1-866-740-4740. And as always, John is happy to answer all of your questions regarding things pharmaceutical. Welcome, John. Thanks for being here.
It's great to be back.
Okay, so a lot of people are getting ready to go.
It's that time of year. It's almost like clockwork. December 1st hits, and we start getting the requests in the pharmacies for, you know, our seniors and other patients that are planning to travel, go down south, go to Europe, go on vacation. The advice I have to everyone out there is don't leave it to the last second, because we get this all the time. You know, I'll get someone run into the pharmacy, and we'll be, you know, my flight's in 2 hours. I got to get my stuff. And occasionally, you know, patients will have things that we don't regularly have in stock, or we filled a lot of it in that particular day and, you know, we're in short supply or whatnot. So give the pharmacy some notice, especially if you're going away for a longer period of time, because some of our snowbirds will go away for 3 months. That's a substantial amount of medication that you're taking with you.
Right. And I think we've talked about this before a little bit, that depending on what kind of a plan you're on, if you are on a plan or whether it's the Ontario drug plan, they will generally not give you a 3 month supply at a time, so you have to arrange for that.
Yeah, that's a great point. It's something I don't always mention, and I think it's very important. With Ontario drug benefit, there is something called a vacation supply. So we're fortunate enough with the Ontario public plan that if you're going away for longer than 3 months, we could actually get like this consent form signed, and we're able to do two fills for you, so we could give you up to 6 months, which is good. I mean, that'll hold those patients over that are traveling for longer. But for all you on private drug plans, that's not necessarily the case. Some of them won't go beyond a month. Some of them won't go beyond 3 months. We have to contact them, get a vacation access released, and it's not always easy, and some just don't do it. They'll just say, hey, listen, if you're going beyond 3 months, you're going to have to pay out of pocket and submit the receipts later. And that's unfortunately what you have to do occasionally. But, you know, it can be an added cost. So you got to think about that before you go.
Well, yeah, not just an added cost, but, in you know, you're talking about not leaving it to the last minute. If you're talking consent forms and...
Oh, you can't get that done last minute. No, for sure. Yeah. And that scenario, what we would do is we'd fill the prescriptions and we'd have the patient submit the receipts. But some of these drugs are real expensive now. So patients aren't aware that, hey, 3 months of, drug X could be like $2,000. And they're so used to the insurance paying for it. And when they find out it's, you know, I've got to pay out of pocket, that's a substantial increase, right?
Right. So... and okay, so people, like, how much time do you need?
Yeah,
generally?
Like, I mean, you know, if you want to be safe, give the pharmacy at least 2-3 days. Generally, we're able to order medication the day before, so the next day it's there. Just so we can give you the full quantity, you know, you have everything before you go. if you get your medications dispensed in compliance packs, so those are the packs that we do weekly for patients, and we do that for many of our patients. We're happy to get it done for you if you're going away for, you know, 2 months. That would be 8 packs, for example. That you got to give us more notice. So usually, you know, a week or so we could get all that prepared, figure out the billing and everything else, and then have you ready to go. Also remember, if you're going to be traveling with that much medication, be prepared that you may get questioned at the airport, and that's something that comes up all the time. You know, you got 6 months supply. You don't know, like, that's a huge volume of medication sometimes, and especially if you're taking that on your carry-on, you may get asked by airport authorities, you know, where are you going, why do you need it for? Always make sure everything's labeled. Pharmacies can provide a letter for you, and I've done that for patients traveling with injectables as well. Just give them a letter, so if customs has any questions, usually we can answer it through that.
And yeah, it all sounds pretty complicated. Do you recommend these compliance packs? For whom do you recommend it?
Yeah, you know, anyone having challenges remembering when to take their medication, patients with complex drug regimens, because some patients are on regimens, they got to take 12, 14 pills a day. It just helps keep the medication straight, helps you from taking a certain doses twice or forgetting to take the doses. Anyone that has a caregiver, I find it makes it easier. We do a lot of that type of business, and I think it helps with overall patient adherence. I think it is important. So if you're wondering about that, it's a free service. Ask your pharmacist. I know at Shoppers Drug Mart, we offer it for free. I think many other pharmacies do as well. Just ask your pharmacist, say, hey, I'm having some challenges remembering to take my medications. Could you hook me up with a compliance pack? It's no problem.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes, and even as just an over-the-counter thing, I can't remember right after I've popped the pill if I've taken it or not.
Oh, yeah. Well, that happens
all
the time. And we'll even put the over-the-counter medications in there as well. So we've got the whole regimen taken care of. I have patients that are on, like, 3 drugs they want in a compliance pack, and that's okay. It just keeps it easier for them, you know, throughout the day to remember when to take their meds. So it works. If something you're interested in, let your pharmacist know.
Okay, let's take a call from Bob in Burlington. Hello, Bob.
Hello.
You're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you. I realized you guys talked about this the other day, but I didn't hear an answer. Is this shingles vaccine a one-time thing, or should you get it repeatedly?
You're talking about the new shingles Shingrix.
Well, not necessarily. I got a shingles vaccine maybe 4 or 5 years ago, and I'm not sure whether I should get another one soon or.
How old are you, Bob?
68.
Okay, this is a great question, a question we get all the time, actually, in the pharmacy world. And I do a lot of work, actually, in this space, so I get to see all the new literature. The reality is with Zostavax, so that's the live vaccine, the original shingles vaccine, there's no need for a booster up to this point. The vaccine's been available for about 10 years. The evidence suggests that up to this point, we don't need a booster. The antibodies kind of hold up. That being said, I imagine with most live attenuated vaccines, at some point the data may flip as we have more and more experience and the vaccine's been out longer and longer. There may be a time that comes, and if say you got your vaccine when you were 50, right? Mm-hmm. When you're 70, you might need a booster. We don't know that yet because the vaccine hasn't been out for long enough. So at this point, no. It's a one-shot deal. We have you mentioned Shingrix. We have another vaccine.
We did a program on Shingrix this week, and we had one of the researchers who was investigating it, as well as Andre Picard. And just to refresh our listeners' memory, there's a new vaccine called Shingrix. It's going to be available here in January. It's more effective. It's over 90% effective compared to over 50% for Zostavax. We don't even know how much it's going to cost, but it's going to cost money.
So a couple of things. We know the effectiveness is through the roof. It's an awesome awesome vaccine. It works amazing, prevents shingles, prevents neuropathy. I do have a couple of concerns with it, and I think this is going to come up more and more in the discussions. We're talking about a 2-dose vaccine as opposed to one, right? Mm-hmm. So that's one of the things, and we know historically with vaccines, patients get one, they never come back for the second dose. With that vaccine, you got to come back for the second dose. There's not a lot of evidence to suggest with one dose it does much. So that's going to be one important consideration. The other consideration is there have been reports of grade 3 side effects, reactions with that vaccine. So it can cause quite a bit of arm inflammation and pain after in the original study. So it's just things to think about. So for all you that have had your Zostavax already, talk to your doctor about Shingrix. You may not need it. You may be okay with the original vaccine. And the other thing is coverage. We don't know. It doesn't look like OIP will cover it right away. It's going to take a while probably to get that covered. So it may not be 2018. You may have to pay out of pocket. But I think this issue between the vaccines is so cut and dry yet, because we know Zostavax is very, very well tolerated. Let's see how this plays out once it comes available to the public.
Okay. When we were talking to the researcher, they said the side effects were not a big deal.
Yeah. Because we give vaccines in pharmacies now. Yeah. So, you know, the worst thing that could happen is if you have the patient in, they get, a shot, their arm swells up, they're not going to come back for the second dose. That's my concern. And then what do you do then? Like, they're not covered after, right? So hopefully that's not the case and it plays out very well. But the efficacy data is outstanding. So we know it works very, very well. We got to deal with the two doses, I guess.
Well, is there any harm? Like, if I decide, I'm going to take a chance and get that new version of it, is there any harm in getting it done?
No, absolutely no harm. We have that evidence as well, and they have had one large trial where they vaccinated patients that also had Zostavax. What was interesting is we thought, hey, maybe because you had the first vaccine, your protection would be even better. It doesn't seem like that. I think the two vaccines work so differently that it's like you never had the other one. The titers end up being about the same. So absolutely, if you're at high risk, you're worried about it, you want that extra protection once it becomes available, talk to your doctor, talk to your pharmacist, but it'd be safe to take that vaccine as well.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome. Right now, we have to take a quick break. Before we go to break, I'll give the numbers out again. I'm here with John Papasturgiou, our trusted contributor from the Ontario Pharmacists Association. We were talking about tips for snowbirds, he's here to answer any of your questions about any medications you may be on or are thinking of. The numbers to call, 416-360-0740, toll free 1-866-744-740, and we'll be right back.
Now, Fight Back with Libby Znaimer on Zoomer Radio brings you prescribed listening from our trusted contributors at the Ontario Pharmacists Association.
Welcome back. I'm here with John Papasturgiou, our trusted contributor from the Ontario Pharmacists Association. And we've been talking about snowbirds and advice for snowbirds. What do you have to do to take care of your medical needs while you're away? We're talking about how to get all the medication you need. Don't leave it to the last minute. You might need forms, consents, extra refills. But John, let's turn our attention to some of these extra vaccines we see on TV ads. If you're at a resort, you might expose yourself to Hep A or B, by getting a pedicure or having a drink with ice in it.
Vaccination prior to travel is very, very important. Depending on where you're going, you may need more vaccines than other destinations. With something as simple as going down south, I wouldn't travel to the Caribbean and South America without getting at least your hepatitis vaccinations and making sure they're up to date. Because, in some parts of the world, you see much more circulation of Hep A in particular, but also Hep B and Hep C, right? So we have a vaccine for it. Easy to do.
It's called
Twinrix. Twinrix will do Hep A and B. Some plans cover it, some don't. It's well worth the investment if you're paying out of pocket, because for anyone that's had hepatitis, we know Hep B and C are chronic diseases, right? So once you get it, it's quite a journey to eradicate it. We do have some newer therapies that work now. Hep A is more acute. You get really, really sick, but eventually goes away. Either or, it's something we could avoid, get that. There's another oral vaccine for traveling to the south called Dukoral. It's a vaccine that helps prevent traveler's diarrhea.
I took that last year before I went to India.
Yeah, did it work?
Well, I didn't get sick at
so,
all.
Yeah, so, it worked. I get patients inevitably that come back and say, I still got sick. Listen, the vaccine doesn't cover every, bacterial strain that could cause traveler's diarrhea out there, but it does cover some of the very common ones, E. coli for sure. So if you're going to certain parts of the world, we could predict if the vaccine's going to work for you, and it's something I recommend as well. Then if you're going to more exotic locations, I think it's well worth visiting a travel medical clinic before to make sure all your other vaccines are up to date, because worst thing you want to do is be on vacation and get ill. Obviously, it'll ruin your entire trip.
Okay, let's take a call from Betty in Font Hill. Hello, Betty.
Hello.
Go ahead, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. I just want to ask a pharmacy. I'm taking a Travadan for my glaucoma drops.
Yeah.
And but for my dry eye, can I use high-low?
Yeah, you just want to use something for your dry eye as well.
Right, in the daytime.
Yeah,
can
absolutely.
I use high-low?
Yeah, you absolutely can. Just don't use them at the same time. You just don't want to dilute the Travitan drops, right?
So that's at nighttime I use.
Yeah. So other than that, you could use any of the over the counter medications for dry eye. They're perfectly safe. Just keep them separate. You don't want to dilute that Travitan at bedtime. But other than that, should be fine.
So Hilo is okay with Travitan because. I'm using Travitan all the time.
No problem. It's fine.
No problem. Okay.
Yeah, you'll be okay.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. You're very welcome.
Yeah. And we were talking about vaccination. The other big one is influenza vaccination. Get it before you travel. We're already reporting quite a bit of influenza starting to circulate. Last thing you want to do is get the flu when you're traveling. It seems like it's a more virulent strain this year. People are getting quite ill. Get your flu shot. It's available in pharmacies. It's free. You just got to go in with your health card. We've got vaccine. It's in stock. We've done a lot of flu shots this year, I think more so than any previous year. But it's available for everyone, so you can get in there if you can.
I saw some data, unfortunately, that this year's flu vaccine is not as effective as in previous years. And, honestly, I was hesitating about whether to talk about that because I thought, well, it's going to discourage people from getting the shot, and you're really better off getting the shot, whatever the effectiveness, right?
Yeah, so I heard of that too. From what I heard, they were comparing that to, I'm not sure where they're getting that data from because we're just getting circulating strains right now. So I was wondering if they were comparing it to last year's strain and the efficacy of this year's vaccine. I'm not exactly sure. The reality is, even when the vaccine is not 100% efficacious, what you are protecting yourself against is the more serious complications. So say you get vaccinated, you still get the flu. I guarantee you that course of the flu is going to be less intense than if you weren't vaccinated at all, because you're going to get the antibodies will be there that will at least recognize the virus somewhat. It may not prevent it entirely. It's the same thing we see with shingles, right? You could still get shingles when you get vaccinated against it. But the reality is, in those patients that get shingles, the course is way, way less intense. And that's the benefit of vaccination that we don't sometimes talk about. You may still get the infection, but I guarantee you, you're not going to die from it. And that's what we worry about with the flu.
Okay. I'm going to give the numbers out again because we still have a few minutes left where we can take calls and questions from people. I'm with our trusted contributor, pharmacist John Papasturgio from the Ontario Pharmacists Association. And he's taking your calls and questions at 416-360-0740, toll free 1-866-740-4740. And we're talking about getting ready for the winter, especially for snowbirds who are going away. And, you need, first of all, to make sure you've got insurance if you're going to the States.
Absolutely. The other, thing with, this time of year is you're going to be You're going to be, you know, with family, friends, parties, maybe having some drinks. Your diet's going to change. Take into consideration what meds you're taking as well, because a lot of the medications, especially for our patients with diabetes, you know, they're really they work in conjunction with your diet. So, try to limit kind of the fatty meals, the carbs, and whatnot. If you're diabetic, if you're planning to have some drinks, ask your pharmacist if your medication is okay with alcohol. We see it all the time this time of year. The parties start raging, and people just kind of throw out all the limitations from the previous months out the window, and they can get into problems with drug interactions, and particularly with alcohol, but with other foods as well.
Okay, let's take a question from Fred in Brantford. Hi, Fred.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Good. I have a question for the pharmacist. I had a little bout with the shingles here about eight, nine months ago. Thank God it wasn't a real severe bout, but I had no vaccine or nothing. Can you catch it again once you've had the shingles? Can you catch it again without having a vaccine?
Great question. Yeah, so you absolutely can catch it again. It's a 6% risk to get a second infection if you've had one before. But in those higher risk groups, it can be higher. And it's not really, you know, you're saying catching the vaccine. It's not really catching it, right? We all have the virus in us if we've had chicken pox. So it's just kind of lingering in your body. It's been there probably most of your life. As you get older, as your immune system becomes a little bit more weakened or suppressed, you get sick, a cold, and that's when it just kind of decides to pop up, and that's when we see these episodes of shingles.
So just a minute, Fred, are you saying that you had shingles but you didn't get vaccinated during or after or before?
Exactly. I didn't have the vaccine, but I had a bout with the shingles. I'm 75, and I had a bout with the shingles, and it wasn't a severe bout. But I'm just wondering if you can catch it again and without taking the vaccine.
Yeah, what John was saying, that it's not something that you catch. It's something that's in your body that, you know, flares up. John, should he get the vaccine?
Absolutely. You know what? You've had a course. Your second course could be worse. You never know. Generally, we say you don't get vaccinated for that first year after you've had a course. So you said it's been 8 months. You'd wait about, 3-4 months, and then you could get vaccinated. And the reason we say that is because you've just had a course of shingles, you actually have immunity now because your body responded to it naturally. So no point to get the vaccine now. As a rule of thumb, we wait to a year or after, and then you could get vaccinated. With respect to you, you'll have two options now, either the Zostavax or the Shingrix, but you could definitely consider it. I would get it if I've had it once. You don't want a worst case. It seems like you got lucky. You didn't have a real bad case. And like we said here in Ontario, if you qualify, Zostavax is free. We don't know what's going to happen with Shingrix.
Yeah, the doctor did say you're going to have to wait another year to get vaccinated. Yeah. But I was just wondering if it was necessary to get it. But I guess so
it's a good idea.
It's a good idea, Fred. Like, you were lucky. You didn't get the neuropathy that some patients get. That could be chronic and last years. Really affects the quality of life of some of our patients. So you did get lucky. You were able to fight it off. I wouldn't chance it again. Even if you're 6 or 7% low risk, get it. It's worth it. You don't have to worry about it after.
Uh-huh. I just have one little thing to say about people out there that, because I had it, and I caught it very early. I had this a burning feeling in where I got where I had the shingles across my waist a bit and my one leg, and it was there for a day or two. And I went to the doctor for another thing. I just happened to mention it to him, and he put me on medication right away.
So yeah, it seems like he saw it early, which was great
too. And I heard about some of the symptoms, and he put me on medication, and maybe that's why I didn't get it as severely as I would have got it normally.
That could be. It could have been those antivirals. We don't know how well those actually really work. But either or, you got it early. You got away with no neuropathy. Let's get you vaccinated so you don't have to worry about it again.
But you recommend it again.
Absolutely.
Oh. Okay, then. Okay. Thank you a lot.
No problem.
Okay.
Yeah,
thanks.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, he got lucky. I have patients that come in that didn't get the vaccine, and then they get a course of shingles, and they get the neuropathy and everything, and they're like, John, I wish I listened to you the first time around, because it can be very, very bad. It seems like Fred got pretty lucky there.
Well, exactly, and that's interesting. We're basically out of time, but what are some of the symptoms? Burning sensation, weird, is like go check it out right away?
Well, burning, itchiness. Sometimes that happens before you even see the rash erupt. Mm-hmm. Once you see the rash, then it's full blown. You're going to get the itchiness, some pussing, very uncomfortable, pain to touch. Even your clothes rubbing against it can be painful. And the worst case scenario is, once the rash resolves, you get that neuropathy or the pain, itchiness persisting at that site for months or years, even though the rash is gone.
Okay. That is all the time we have for Fight Back for today. John Papasturgiou, our trusted contributor from the Ontario Pharmacists Association, thank you so much for stopping by. And, of course, Merry Christmas if we don't see you again until after the holidays. And right now we break for traffic and news. Remember, tomorrow is Free for All Friday.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio. Heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio. Heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio. Heard weekdays from noon to one.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.